If we were living in a Star Trek world, I'd lean toward the scientific Spock more than the emotional McCoy. The underpinnings of virtually all the advances that have made our lives as rich as they are today were based in the sciences. My husband is a scientist, much of my own training is in science, and I was actually awarded the Francis F. Roberts Award at a joint meeting of the Cooper and Wilson Ornithological Societies for an ornithological paper I presented back in 1991. I am not one to discount the importance of science in making decisions on all kinds of issues. But science is a particular and painstaking process of finding answers based on making hypotheses and experimenting. And the more complex the questions, the more difficult and time-consuming it can be to tease out clear answers. Meanwhile, it can be disturbingly easy to twist scientific data so that it appears to answer a question that it does not. As a society confronted with immediate problems, we often believe a scientist citing numbers to make a claim without considering what those numbers actually mean. And we often need to make decisions before all the data are gathered, much less synthesized into irrefutable scientific fact. If this were a Star Trek scenario, what's a Kirk to do while Spock is still mulling, a Romulan is making false claims, and McCoy is yelling his head off? In the current Viking Stadium issue, Robert Zink agrees that the proposed windows will kill birds. He even agrees that the number may be large. His argument is that it doesn't matter, because one building, even with 180,000 square feet of glass on a major migration flyway, won't hurt bird populations any more than a litany of other things hurting birds. He said that people keeping their cats indoors would protect more birds, but that was hardly based on scientific analysis. Individual cats can kill fewer birds per year than many individual large glass structures do. And overall, cats and collisions with glass cause bird mortality of the exact same order of magnitude. The real Spock would never make such unwarranted claims. Zink trusts that judges and public opinion will be swayed not by scientific analysis of his statements, but by his PhD, even though he does not have a background in population biology. Zink's main contention is fundamentally flawed scientifically. He says that buildings with large amounts of glass don't hurt populations, when what the data actually say is that we don't yet know the precise effects of any individual human-caused bird mortality on bird populations, even as we can clearly see that some populations are declining precipitously. He carefully skirts the question most people think he's answering. When a species such as the golden-winged warbler, one Zink himself calls a super collider because it's killed in collisions in numbers far above average, is already dangerously declining, how well can that species absorb additional mortality? When there are so many unknowns, how do we make decisions in these cases, and who is to judge? And even if Captain Kirk were to show up, how would we deal with his overacting and insufferable arrogance? My favorite single line in any Star Trek movie or episode comes from the end of Star Trek IV, when the pretty whale biologist kisses off Kirk with a satisfyingly final "See you around the galaxy." Nobody's perfect. That is the nature of human beings, even Captain Kirk. And there are no perfect answers to the important conservation issues facing our world. But as human beings, we must use the tools we have to solve them, brains and heart. Without either, we lose our way. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.